James chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Temptation is not a sin. The very sinless Jesus was tempted. And that should be all the proof we need to know that there's no sin in being tempted. We don't sin when we're feeling drawn into engaging in thoughts or actions or attitudes that are misaligned with God's kingdom. Sin occurs when we surrender to it. James talks about being dragged away by sin, which is an interesting picture, because we might be tempted to think of that meaning we're tied up with a rope and dragged away. But that would make the tempted one an involuntary victim of a kidnapping, essentially an innocent abductee of temptation, having really no escape from whatever negative results follow. But being an involuntary victim can't be a sin. Instead, think of the dragging as happening by way of holding hands. At any moment, releasing your grip on temptation's hand means the dragging and the enticing stops. But the dragging starts over the very moment I interlock my fingers with it again. And the thing about temptation, as it says in the 15th verse, is that it's always willing and eager to walk hand in hand with me back to its hotel room to consummate the relationship. And so what starts off as merely an idea, maybe a desire, well, now it's conceived, and it gives birth to a full-blown reality, and now it's sin. It's a kingdom-bruising or others-injuring or self-ruining sin, and the child of that union grows up, and grows up to become some measure of death, something leveled against the life that God wants us to have. And remember, as Jesus said in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus came that we would have life and have it fully, have it abundantly. And then James says in the very next sentence, "Dear brothers and sisters, do not be deceived." Because that's the issue. When we're tempted, we're allowing ourselves to be deceived. We're failing to hear God's voice or even really the guide of our own conscience. Nothing matters but the impulse. It's a total deception. And perhaps for you, it's sexual. Perhaps it's revenge. Perhaps it's gossip, theft, or lies, or some sort of abuse, or some sort of addiction. Maybe it's cutting corners at work or at school. It's backstabbing. Or maybe it's cowardice. Whatever it is, it feels like the right road. It's the path of least resistance. You've gotten a justification for it. And its hand is warm, and it's inviting you, and it's promising that there's a better moment coming just a block away. Just don't let go. Just go with your gut and enjoy yourself. You've earned it. You're right. They're wrong. Nobody's going to know anyway. Well, James warns us that this seemingly innocuous temptation will conceive. And when it does, it will eventually give birth to death. The guilt we will have, the destruction of trust, the ruining of relationships, a career, a reputation, death wants to be born. And in order to avert this, you and I have to let go of its hand, and in keeping with the metaphor, grab the hand of Christ over and over, maybe 1,000 times a day. We have to let go of the one hand and grab the others, the hand of Christ, who's always inviting us to follow. So some questions to consider today. Will we let go of the hand that's dragging us with our permission and instead hold the hand that wants to lead us into life? Will we do that? What does it mean? Will you and I admit to somebody else that maybe we've been doing some hand-holding and it's leading us down all kinds of paths we never thought we'd be found walking down? Maybe we've stopped thinking about it, stopped praying about it, stopped admitting it to ourselves. Maybe we are deceived. Maybe we've got all sorts of justifications in place. Can you and I admit to somebody else today or soon that we've been doing some hand-holding and we need to let go and instead grab the hand of Christ? Will you and I trust, like James says, that our God who doesn't change, our God who can be tempted to become something other than what God is, will you and I trust that this God, the same God, wants to rain down on us good and beautiful gifts? That this God wants to lead you and I away from the things of death and into life? Will you and I admit, though, that we're not going to be able to hold God's hand if we're allowing ourselves to be dragged away by another?